Lord of the Riff, it's Monday. Lord of the Riff, it's Monday. Who loves the Lord? All of us on a Monday. Engage your core. Did you get all the stuff done? You would get all the stuff done if you had an eternal list of stuff to get done. So it never ended, so all you did was have fun when you worked all day. To have another idea probably would give you anxiety. You wouldn't be happy. You go off and buy something so it would bring you happiness. It never does. In the meantime, it gets that dopamine chemicals running through your brain and you feel real good and you don't have money, so you're anxious about that and you're nervous and you're full of doubt. You forgot about your faith and your needs have always been met. Now act accordingly. All wisdom comes from the Lord, according to the book of S.I.R. S.I.R., I go to the thing here, S.I.R., S.I.R., everybody, is, what, the Book of Sirach? Is that by, Jay-Z? Sirach, it is Sirach. I'm so stupid. Alright, anyways, the Book of Sirach, not the liquor like I made that. All wisdom comes from the Lord, and with him it remains forever. Yeah, duh, because it was there when it started, wisdom itself, and God's older than that. Figure that out, I know. And it's before all time. It's before all time. Wisdom, understanding, direction, principle, length, width, depth, center, straight, curved, all exactly there prior to time. The sand of the seashore, the drops of rain, the days of eternity, who can number these? Oh my God, how many galaxies are out there? Heaven's height, earth's breadth, the depths of the abyss, who can explore these? But for all things, wisdom was created in prudent understanding from eternity. So wisdom's created only through prudent understanding of wisdom throughout eternity. Can you ever get a possible glimpse of what wisdom is? If you're into stuff like that, I don't know. The Word of God on high is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting. Oh, that's right. The Word of God. The Word is a her. How about that, huh? Is the future female, folks? The Word of God on high is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting. To whom has wisdom's root been revealed? Who knows her subtleties? Wisdom. There you go. Wisdom is in the feminine. There you go. Did you know that? Who knows her subtleties? Who knows the discipline of wisdom has revealed? Who has understood the multiplicity of her ways? There is but one. Wise and truly awe-inspiring, seated upon his throne, there is but one. The Most High. So as high as you think that the idea of wisdom could attain, God is then above the Most High. Trust me, in the face of God, you are above wisdom because you are standing in the face of all. Does that make sense? It is the Lord. He created her through the Holy Spirit. He has seen her and taken note of her. He's poured her upon all of his works, you, me, the Bible, upon every living thing according to his bounty, and has lavished her upon his friends. Folks, where are you in the matter of gaining wisdom? It's a Monday. It's a lot to ask for. I know. I'm sorry. As Jesus came down from the mountains with Peter, James, and John. Didn't we already read this? They came down. How many times in a row are you coming down from the mountain? Relax. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, approached the other disciples, they ratted him out. Oh, and they saw a large crowd around him. And the scribes, oh, they're beefing. They're over there arguing. Where's this guy? We want to argue with him. He's up on the mountain. All right. We'll wait. The whole crowd, utterly amazed, they ran up to him and greeted him. What are you arguing about with them? Someone from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit, everybody. A mute spirit. Oh, that's somebody working in the Trump campaign, not ratting. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. Oh, boy. Those mute demons, I got. Well, they can't tell you anything, so they just throw you around. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. What kind of anxieties in there? I asked your disciples to drive it out, but unable to do so. And he said to them, oh, faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Get him over here. And they brought the boy over. When he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions, and he fell to the ground and began to roll around and foam at the mouth. And then he questioned his father, "How long have you been doing this, bro?" He's like, "Since childhood. Was it 10 years ago?" He often threw him into the fire and into the water to kill him. Oh, no, no, the demon threw this kid into the fire and the water to kill him. "And if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us," Jesus said to them. "If you can, everything is possible to those who have faith," folks. That is his lesson to you from the guy who dishes it out. The boy's father cried out, "I do believe, help my unbelief." Jesus, upon seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit. You look right into the heart of the matter and be like, "You, beat it. You're not in this neighborhood. You're turning this kid's body into a Section 8. Now leave. Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, coming out of him and never enter him again." The shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions. Oh, there it was. It shows up. "Hey, how are you? Sorry." It became, oh, he became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "Oh my God, you can't look." And he was like laying there, stiff as a board. Jesus goes into the house and his disciples ask him in private, "How come we couldn't do that?" And he said, "This is the kind that can only come out through prayer." Now that's Christ's prayer, and all we can do is pray in the name of Christ's prayer. And hopefully our faith aligns, and then we become a conduit to bring that energy forward into this realm. Does that make sense? Again, it's a lot for a Monday, I know. Walburga belonged to an extraordinary English family of five, all whom are, well, five people in my family, all saints? Come on down. Dude, we're the Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonds of saints. February 25th, St. Walburga, she kicked it, 779. She had advanced in learning and holiness. Her dad kicks it. She heads over to Germany. During this period in Germany, her uncle shows up. That's St. Boniface. You know, he's already in. And began preaching of the gospel in Germany. Saw that scattered efforts at preaching would only exert a passing influence. We need to be here all the time. So he decided that the whole country be brought under an organized system. If you guys aren't listening, I'm going to make you. As he moved along preaching of the gospel, he established monasteries, which, like fortresses, would hold the conquered regions. And from those watchtowers, oh, get those Jehovah's, the light of faith and learning would radiate far and near. Well, put that light on a lampstand. And then she goes to Jerusalem, spends 10 years there. Walburga's older brother, Winibald, how about that, had met up with the Uncle Boniface in Rome. Then they went to Germany. And then he gave him churches near the border. Now this guy is the Bishop of Eckstadt. He asked Winibald to set up a double monastery. Oh, give me one on this side, one on the other. Only Geminis can come in. He asked Walburga to come in and be in charge of the nuns while he was in charge of the monks. And then that guy died. So then while Walburga, I'm going to get some of you Mark Wahlberg reference here. So she's in charge of the monks and the nuns. Dies in 799. Her body's transferred after her death to lay beside her brother from the rock around her tomb. An oil, which has medicinal qualities called Walburga's oil, began to flow, everybody. A community later founded the care of St. Walburga's grave and has continued to this day. Give me some of that oil. Is that the oil that gets this mute spirit out of my body? Give me oil. May 1st was the day her relics translated in 870. She was invoked as a protectress of crops. I was going to say corpse. Crops and harvests. Became associated with the pagan feast of the approach of summer. Associated with the approach of spring in Ireland. Witches are said to run riot over the earth that night and bonfires are lit. Still celebrated in Germany. I don't know. So they took this lady's life and they turned it into a pagan ritual. How about that? The God Lord works in mysterious ways, bro. There you go. Anyways, that's Monday. We'll see you tomorrow on Lord of the Rift. That's right. Oh, we got the fifth prayer for 13 Tuesdays from St. Anthony. God bless everybody. Weaponsgradefaith.com.